Welcome back to the Air Canada Centre. The Leaf PR staff have just now sent out a notification that Frederick Anderson will not return because of an upper body injury. And I'm at a loss as to when that happened.
Well, I mean, especially because he left during a commercial break.
Yeah.
And it wasn't any kind of collision. It didn't appear that there was any kind of collision with the head. I don't know if there was anything maybe after a whistle or anything like that.
At any rate, that will be a hot topic of discussion in the post-game show and the coach's comments when Jim Chatty and Greg Gilbert take you through that after the match. Right now, 20 minutes of hockey left in this game, and the Maple Leafs pretty much mailed in the second period. Outshot 16-5 and outscored 2-0. And it is a 4-2 Dallas lead heading to the third period. The Leafs to our right and the Stars to our left as Brown sends it down into the zone, but quickly an offside whistle down 6 seconds into the period.
Well, if you want to look ahead at what the importance of this period might be, trying to get yourself ready for the postseason, there's going to be all kinds of adversity, and you better learn that you can turn off a bad period and come out and start fresh and get something back. So it'll be very interesting to see how the Leafs respond after probably their, I mean, they had some rough moments in the outdoor game. But I don't know if I've seen them as bad as we saw them in the second period.
Shot down into the Toronto zone. Played back into the corner now by Tyler Pitlick and round back of the net. Puck is dug free. Roussel knocked down there by a hit from Bozak. And on the wing it is Van Riemsdyk playing it in front of his own goal. And Gardner hogties one of the Dallas Stars without a penalty being called there. Now the puck comes free and it is Bozak lifting it out at center ice. Too far for Connor Brown to reach. Back come the Stars. Klingberg went a long shot wide of the net. Far side gobbled up by Ritchie and played back of the net. Ben couldn't reach it, but he's onto the puck quickly. Three Stars work it on the far board. Sagan sending it around back of the net. Down into the corner goes John Klingberg to steer it into the corner. Sagan let it go. The Leafs don't get it to the line, and then when they do, they are able to get it out. And it is Brett Ritchie now having it knocked into the Toronto bench and goes out of play. And the Dallas Stars would like to have a very boring third period. And so far, it's the early stages, mind you, but it is just that.
Well, and Hiscock teams are usually pretty good at shutting things down when you've got a lead in the Dallas Stars this year when taking a lead into the third period. 29-1-1. So we'll see from a Leaf standpoint if they can try to at least get Dallas back on their heels, trying to protect the 2 points.
Hyman sends it down into the Dallas zone, swung around the wall to the near side, and it is cleared down into the Toronto end, and an icing call coming here as Hainsey was able to get back into position, and so it'll come back into the Dallas zone to the right of goaltender Kari Lehtinen.
By the way, the Dallas Stars, now you have with the Leafs in the second period, they're now minus 3, 66 goals scored, 69 against. Now the Stars are plus 22.
Their best period,
yeah,
isn't it?
Plus 22.
Here's Nylander off the boards with a shot. That went off the skate of Klingberg. Wine. Another shot right on, and that was kicked away by Lehtinen's right leg. Good save made there. Back in on the far side. Radulov to the far wing, trying to get a shot away. Deflects back of the goal up on the near side. Unable to get it out was Travis Dermott. And now it is Doug Free, and Hyman skates at the center. Tried to shoot it in. That was blocked. He's able to backhand it in. Took a bit of a high stick in the face. Looks at the ref as he heads to the bench. And it is the Stars getting it out into neutral ice. Ben in across the line offside. Calls the linesman on the far side. Always good to see our mutual good friend Jeff Reese.
Yes.
Goaltending coach here with the Dallas Stars. And he's been pretty successful wherever he's gone.
That's actually been a pretty good night for catching up with old goalies.
Yes.
Darryl Ray, who former roommate. Actually, I roomed with Jeff Reese in Newmarket, Darrell Ray in Halifax in the American League.
Actually, they roomed with your luggage, I believe. Was that not the...
No, we actually got apartments together.
Oh.
MC'd both their weddings while I was still playing, which should have been some sort of omen.
Yes. And then, of course, Sean Burke.
And Sean Burke, yes.
Orchestrating a Canadian Olympic team and won a bronze medal.
And always, such a decent person and great guy to catch up with. And you got to believe that one day, if he so desires, the general manager of the National Hockey League.
Yep. Carrick shoots it into the Dallas zone. Andreas Johansson back at the net, trying to free it up there for Kapanen. One-handed back to the blue line to Carrick, trying to get an angle to shoot it at the net, and then just directs it wide of the cage. And on the near side, the Stars get it out at center. Devin Shore will shoot it into the Toronto end. Curtis McElhinney out of the cage to play it along the boards. If you joined us late, Frederick Anderson played 30 minutes and 35 seconds of this game before taking himself out of the game during a television timeout. When he came to the Toronto bench, and word now is an upper body injury. On the right wing side, here's Pitlick going wide, and the shot is deflected up into the screen by McElhinney for a faceoff in the Toronto zone.
Apparently, this game is maybe the Leafs' most complete game. At least it was for a long stretch. Their most complete game in a long time was that win in Dallas. And they went in the second of back-to-backs, much like the Dallas Stars are doing here in Toronto tonight. And handled them 4-1, start to finish, very easily. And they're having the reverse played on him here.
Lead pass by Polak, did not connect with Brown, shot back down into the Toronto end. Gardner reverses the puck to get it away from Roussel, played up for Van Riemsdyk, chipped out at center. Brown couldn't reach it, and it's right back into the Toronto end with Polak reversing the puck for Gardner. Laid up on the wing for Bozak. A lead pass for Brown. He couldn't get in over the line. Polak had jumped into the rush, and Brown wanted to give him the puck, but it rolled off his stick. And now the Stars have it back in their own end. And 4 minutes has gone by without any kind of a reprisal from the Maple Leafs. And still just one shot on goal. Down into the corner, into the Toronto end. Backhanded off a body, it comes back to the blue line, fed into the corner for Sagan. Sagan trying to chop it along the wall, having some difficulties. Back to the point to Klingberg, a shot that was off the mark and well wide of the net. Out at center ice, it has been played. Jamie Benn trying to shoot it back in, has it deflect and go up into the Toronto bench and goes out of play.
Man, this has been the perfect start to the third period for the Dallas Stars. A lot of whistles, no flow. And from a Leaf standpoint, it has been the number of passes that they've put right on the table of Dallas Stars has been incredible in the last two period and a half, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Every pass in the middle, they're trying to force it, and it's going right to the wrong place.
Played down into the zone, then by Hyman along the boards. Nylander trying to drag it along, has it in the corner, and then fed it for Hyman, only if it intercepted by the Stars, and they back in, and Matthias Janmark should have been penalized for grabbing onto an extra stick when he lost his. And there's been no power plays in this game. There were coincident minor penalties in the first period. Nobody.
And yet that was significant. 4-on-4, the Dallas Stars scored twice to erase a nothing Toronto lead. By the way, Lettinen coming into this game is tied second for most goals or most wins in the National Hockey League by a Finnish goaltender. Pekka, he could kick or something.
In the corner it goes. Tukarask will be along, I would imagine. Right back of the net. Lettinen tucking it into the corner. Comes back to the blue line. Kept by Toronto. Van Riemsdyk works wide on the backhand, still against the boards, now sends it back to the blue line to Travis Dermott. Wrist shot coming, deflected, the goal! Big save, another shot, scores! JVR in the office! He makes a nice play coming around to get it back to the blue line. And then when the puck arrived in his office, he needed a couple of whacks at it, but gets it over top of Lettinen, and the Leafs are on the board 4-3.
Well, Travis Dermott gets the puck to the net from the right point. I think Tyler Bozak may have redirected the initial shot as he got out into the hash marks. The puck was redirected down to the left. Glove side on Lettinen. He kicks it out, stops the first one, stops the rebound from Van Riemsdyk, and then Van Riemsdyk, if you want a guy that can elevate the puck quickly, Van Riemsdyk's the guy to have there, and it's a second opportunity that flips it up over the sprawled goaltender, and the Leafs, on what looks like a nothing play, manage to get themselves back into this hockey game. It's 4-3 Dallas.
The man could score 30 goals in a silo.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible the hands he has in tight, and a free agent, unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. And it's one of those things where you can say, all right, if you believe he's expendable, go out and replace the 28 goals he's got to this point.
And counting, two tonight. Here's a chance for Gardner to try and send it in front. And Marlow had it follow him towards the front of the net, but he was unable to get a shot away. Polak keeps it in, but the Stars are going to bank it out into the center ice area. Dermott gets one assist, and I believe Bozak gets the other, if I'm not mistaken. Long shot steered away there by Lettinen. Here's the puck back to the blue line to Gardner. Works to the middle of the ice. Now lets the shot go, and that exploded off the shin pad of Tyler Pitlick. Another shot goes over top of the Dallas goal. Leafs finally getting some pressure here, and now the Stars seem to be back on their heels a bit. Nylander has stolen, and his behind-the-back pass for Hyman didn't work. Gardner's shot, and that went through a maze and went just wide of the net. Hamhuis trying to get it out, and he has, and it's going to roll, but not for icing, as Polak has to go back to retrieve the puck. Van Riemsdyk from Bozak and Dermott is the scoring play that gets the Leafs to within one, and it's 4-3. Rolling puck in on goal is going to be smothered by Kari Lehtinen.
Nazem Kadri was thinking, again? Another one?
He was the first there as well. A timeout with the Leafs back into this game, down by a goal. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.
2 hours of Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrillo every weekday from 11 to 1 on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph back here at the Air Canada Centre, where the Toronto Maple Leafs trail the Dallas Stars by a score of 4-3. 13:27 left to go here in the third period.
With that goal, I don't know how much it's affected the legs of the Leafs, but it certainly made the Dallas Stars a lot more nervous in their own end, hasn't it?
Draw scrummed, played back of the net. Lindell got it up on the wing, and racing away with it now is Brett Ritchie to get it down in the Toronto zone. Collision there with Morgan Riley. Riley got it back of the net. Leafs get it up on the wing, and here's Hainsey finding the room to play it ahead, but it went off Marner's skate. Klingberg right back down into the Toronto zone. Sagan plays back of the net. Hainsey took his man down. Riley against the back of the goal. Sagan trying to chop at it to get it free. And it is Marner in a phone booth playing it around on the boards and now trying to get it out. Mitch Marner carries to center. Brings it in over the line. Played it into the left wing corner and goes in there after it. He took a pretty good elbow there from Lindell, but the puck comes back to center and out into the center ice area. Leafs go back after it, and it is brought on now by Connor Carrick. Then he thinks better of it as the Leafs are changing. Carrick ahead for Bozak. Bozak to JVR. Van Riemsdyk sends it right back into the zone. Brown on his horse can't get to it. Played off the stick and high down into the Leaf end, forcing Carrick back to go back after it. And it's around back of the net, and now Dermott turns in his own zone to play it off the boards to center. Brown shoots it in. Van Riemsdyk on an angle going in against the inboards, can't come up with the puck. And the Stars unable to get out the first time, but do the second. Hamuse will shoot it into the Toronto zone. 11:45 to go in the third. Van Riemsdyk up ahead for Riley. Rink wide off the stick of Bozak. Down into the corner. Pattern around back of the net. Gets it into the far side. Hamuse launches it to center ice. Both teams trying to get change going. Here's a pass ahead for Janssen in over the line. Janssen can't make a play with it. Play back to the blue line. Janssen gets it free into the corner. Andreas Janssen knocked down on the play. Can't push it along the wall. And when it does get there, it is Plekanec unable to make anything happen back of the net. Now it comes free to Kapanen. Back to the blue line to Gardner. Wrist shot coming. Oh, and he just missed that far post. Dermott down the boards. Knocks his man down. The puck is underneath the fallen player in Gemmel Smith as the puck goes around back of the net. And it's played to the line, but not out. Kept in by Gardner. And then stolen back and just thrown out at center ice by Dallas. Nylander turning. Unable to get it into the zone. Neither can the Stars. Now it is brought by Nylander in. Nylander driving the net. He's in a goal! Stretched out a big save. There's a rebound! And it's cleared to the far side on the first penalty of the game to send someone to a power play is coming here against the Dallas Stars.
Well, we haven't noticed Willie Nylander a whole lot of this hockey game, but he gets some room to the left wing side, beats the defenseman wide. And this one hand on the stick to keep it away from Johns. And then almost is able to swoop it around, backhand to forehand, and tuck it past Lettinen, who very quickly got his left pad to the post.
Time and the goal brought to you by The Pint. Come check out Toronto's biggest St. Patrick's Day party with $5 pints of Guinness all day. Get lucky, Toronto, at The Pint. 5:13, the time of the goal that the Leafs get back into this one. The Subaru Power Play brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Winter, the perfect time to get cozy, so cozy up to a Subaru at your local Ontario dealer. Here's Marner down into the corner. First power play for either team. Riley comes in off the wing. A centering pass is blocked. He gets the rebound. Into the slot for Bozak. Down low. Van Riemsdyk, a jam play. And he's crashed into the net. And a whistle. Even though the puck squirted into the far corner.
Well, the Leaf power play, 4-for-4 in the last two games. Includes Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Over the last six overall, they're 7-for-15. On the other side of things, a penalty kill for Dallas. They killed off just 2 of 5 opportunities the Montreal Canadiens had last night. And they're 6-for-10 in their last two games coming in on this road trip.
Draw to the left of Lehtonen. 10:15 to go. In the third, 1:45 left in the power play that has Stephen Johns in the penalty box. And now Bozak is waved out. And Kadri will move in to take the draw. And the draw is scrummed but controlled by the Stars. Pattern had it blocked. It's rattled around the boards and Morgan Riley's able to trap it. Leafs keep it in the zone. Bozak near half boards. Back to the blue line to Riley. Cross ice far side. Marner with a shot. And that's deflected off the glass back of the net. Kadri trying to free it up. Marner has. Spins it back to Morgan Riley. Near side Bozak. Bozak a cross ice pass. And Marner couldn't handle it. He gets it back to the blue line though. Wrist shot taken and blocked. And a diving Jamie Benn slashes this one down the ice. Minute 7 to go in the man advantage. Riley up ahead for Bozak. To the line and in. Marner goes wide, doesn't shoot it. Marner trying to flip it back to the line and has. Kept in there by Riley to the near side to Kadri. Kadri turns back, finds Riley once more. Riley to Marner. Marner with a pass and they score! Holy mackerel, what a great pass! Marner to Van Riemsdyk for the hat trick!
And for the second time tonight, a two-goal lead has disappeared as the Leafs have tied it at 4. Is Van Riemsdyk. He's going to be positioned one of two spots. Right in front of the goaltender or a little bit down towards the goal line or looking for that pass. through the slot. And that's exactly where he was on the other side, and just a nice, simple redirection into the empty side from between the hash marks.
Time of the goal brought to you by The Pint, where St. Patrick's Day comes to life with $4 shots of Jameson. Get lucky, Toronto, at The Pint at 10:43. The Leafs have tied the game on the third goal of the game by James Van Riemsdyk and his 29th of the season. And the Hats are on the ice here at the Air Canada Centre. They'll bring the faceoff to center ice. Brought to you by North Toronto Auction Vehicles, for every need that fit every budget, you can bid on it. So this has been a kind of a bathtub game, I like to think of it, Mr. Ralph, because
everything's it going
seems,
one way.
Yes, it seems that the drain is at one end of the building. And what goes on down to our left.
Well, I mean, the Leafs have answered. They get the early goal, even though it really seemed to be a sluggish start to the period. A lot of whistles, which seemed to be suiting the Dallas Stars just fine. But then the Leafs get one from Van Riemsdyk on a rebound. And then Van Riemsdyk's third of the game, the hat trick, and 29th of the season. Has tied things up at four, and now if you're the Dallas Stars, you've got to find a way to turn things around and get some offense going. And for Van Riemsdyk, he did have a three-goal game against the Nashville Predators last year on November the 15th. But I believe...
He's had two hat tricks in his career.
Well, that's the second, like I said,
yeah,
last year.
This is number three on in his career. But, boy, I'll tell you, all of them, if you had a fairly large quilt, you could probably cover Van Riemsdyk for all three goals tonight, where he has stood in order to score. Long shot kicked away there by Curtis McElhinney. In along the boards, it's back up on the left wing, and the Leafs are breaking it out with Nazem Kadri. Flipping it in for Marner across the line, back to Kadri. Now Leo Komarov is hooked to the ice. No call, and the fans are upset with that. Here comes Ben back the other way. In across the line, Jamie Benn surrounded by blue shirts, and it is Leo Komarov getting the puck freed up for Gardner. Gardner, rink wide for Nylander. Across the line and into the zone. Nylander threw into the slot. One-timer over on the far side. Marleau couldn't deliver. Marleau into the corner. Nylander probably should have shot from the position that he was in, but thought that Marleau might be able to have the angle, and a one-timer there might have delivered it, but he was unable to tee it up. And an icing charge here against Dallas, and this crowd is into the game as well.
Well, it's amazing how it happens when you have trouble finding the back of the net. A lot of times what you do first... think pass instead of shot. Mitch Marner's been the opposite. Now he's throwing everything towards the net. But for Willie Nylander, 11 games now without a goal, 5 assists in that stretch for Nylander. But this matches his season high in goalless games. So if you had to pick somebody that would find the back of the net, you might want Willie Nylander to be the one to do it.
Start feeling good about himself again. Yeah, shot from a sharp angle by Brown went wide. Backhanded in down to the side of the net by Roman Polak. Brown hustles after it into the far corner. Centering attempt goes off a leg, and it's going to come and carry him all the way down the ice. McElhinney out of the cage to bank it over to Dermott, who returns the favor and finds Roman Polak on the near side. Banked out at center for Van Riemsdyk, but shot right back into the Toronto end. Dermott off the boards near side. Polak being... rushed there, but it is Dermott who plays it on the glass, and Brown gets it out to center ice for him. The Leafs 4 and the Stars 4, and there's going to be an offside at the blue line as Bozak brings it in as things kind of bog down right at the Dallas blue line. 7.5 minutes to play, third period. Leafs 4, Stars 4. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Last time the Leafs had a hat trick against the Stars, they were the North Stars. 1985, Bill Derlego.
Wow.
So Van Riemsdyk with the hat trick. And the power play goal also puts him now with 9, which ties he with Nazem Kadri for the club lead in that department.
Well, and like you said, you could not very hard to guess where he's going to be scoring the goals from. He's going to be within 10 feet of the net. You can say, why don't more players go there? Well, part of it is there's a little abuse. The other part is...
Here's a loose puck in front of the net. Hyman couldn't get a shot, and neither could Nylander.
You still have to have the hands
to put him
in, which he's gifted. And he works out.
Roussel, yes, he does. The centering attempt comes back to the blue line. Fed over on the near side for Klingberg, and a shot in traffic! And just missing it, it comes in front of the net. And very coolly played ahead by Gardner, and down into the zone it goes, but it's going to be an icing call as Hyman couldn't handle the pass from Gardner. And 6:54 remain now in the third period, and back into the Toronto zone it comes to the right of Curtis McElhinney.
The way Radek Faxa has got a goal in this game. He scored the second goal of the game for the Dallas Stars that tied it in the first period. Now scored back-to-back games. He scored in Montreal last night. Before that, he'd got 19 straight without a goal. Faxa with 14 on the season now.
Faceoff controlled by the Maple Leafs. Carrick's pass went off a stick, though, maintained here by Sagan. Pass in front of the net. They score! The Dallas Stars regain the lead. And it is Brett Ritchie off to the side. A Connor Carrick pass is picked off. And the Dallas Stars are quick to capitalize. It's 5-4.
Well, and where it's ill-advised is you're coming out of your own end and you try to go up the middle. And then Connor Carrick tried to get back into the play. He went to the front of the net and took Jamie Benn, but that left Ritchie wide open. In the face-off circle to the right of Curtis McElhinney, he was pretty much been beat twice the same way. Backdoor play to an open net.
Well, Tyler Seguin, the Brampton native, has certainly had his moments against the Leafs after being acquired by the Boston Bruins in the second overall pick that ended up being in the trade with Phil Kessel. And he's carrying it on now that he's part of the Dallas Stars here, as he has picked up his third point of the game. Stars in on the right side, and that took the wind out of the sails of the crowd here as well. Bozak on back of the net. Hainsey gets it ahead for Brown. Brown trying to flip it in, does, gets into the right wing corner. Klingberg reverses the puck now for Lindell. He can't get it out. Against the boards was Andreas Janssen. Now he's up against the wall, but can't clear. Knocked to the blue line. Just kept in by the Leafs, but quickly played by the Stars to center. Here's Plekanec. Off the boards and in over the line. Thomas Plekanec has really not done an awful lot since arriving here from Montreal. And now onto the fourth line here, trying to get something started. Pass in front of the net. Goes to Kapanen. Kapanen with a shot. And a sharp angle try is handled easily by Lehtinen, and he'll cover up. The Stars 5, the Leafs 4, here at the Air Canada Centre with 5:20 to play. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Back here at the Air Canada Centre, just thinking aloud, have we seen a goal scored this year because of that rule, not being able to call timeout?
Well,
certainly,
I mean,
not one with that kind of dramatic finish to it.
Yeah, because you had an extended shift afterwards where they were caught out on the ice. And I do remember Van Riemsdyk scoring in a home game against the Boston Bruins with a goaltender pulled. But I can't say that I recall if there was an icing call that kept the Bruins defensive unit on the ice for an extra shift.
So they switch ends, and three-on-three hockey coming now.
And the big point already for the Dallas Stars, but when you had a 4-2 lead in the third period and led 5-4 in the final minute, I think it's paramount that this is not a bonus point for them. This is a point that they've got to get back.
So it is Kadri and Marlowe along with Riley. Radulov along with Ben, as Radulov is in over the line, going wide with a shot. Knocked down, juggled, but held by McElhenney. And there'll be a face-off coming. Marner and Gardner assisting on Marlowe's goal. And the time of the goal brought to you by The Pint, where St. Paddy's Day comes to life with rugby live music, two dance floors. Get lucky, Toronto, at The Pint. 1944, the time of the goal.
Anything they're watching in Colorado, Anaheim, Calgary, or St. Louis? You think 2-0 into the game, this one's done. And Dallas comes back. And now you'll see if your Western Conference opponent trying to get into the playoffs ahead of Dallas. See if the Leafs can hold the Stars to 1 point.
Klingberg back in his own zone. Radulov lost the puck. He comes in front. And it's swatted into the corner there by Lehtonen. Now Bozak. Double team back of the net, hoping for some support from Marlowe, but it doesn't come. And out come the Stars, racing away on the right side with John Klingberg. He rolls it into the near corner. Trying to get to it is Radulov, but it's intercepted, and Bozak drops the puck back for Morgan Riley. Riley can't get in over the line. He wants the team to change, and so he drops it back and heads to the bench as well. And Marner goes around back of the net. Mitch Marner. Waiting for the rest of his teammates to change. Now he starts out. Here comes Marner to center. Weaving over on the left wing with skating room and into the zone. Marner in the slap with a shot. And he snapped it wide of the goal, and the rebound is bounced out at center. Racing after it is Radek Faksa. Faksa drops it back. Trying to make a move here and work to the net was Pitlick. Pitlick works wide. Sends it towards the goal, but it's blocked by Van Riemsdyk. He rubs his man out. Now can they get the puck away from it? Entrenchment against the boards on the far side. Gardner hoping that it'll pry free. Does. Now can he get it away from Pitlick? He can't. Pitlick keeps it alive. He's got Sagan in front of the net. Pitlick into the corner. Around the boards it comes to Sagan. Sagan with 3 points on the night. Got away from one. Didn't go to the net. Still has it. Now works back towards the blue line. Mirrored there by Van Riemsdyk. Drops it off for Lindell. Lindell down into the corner. Now it is turned out now by Lindell into the corner. And now Sagan, he grazes the goalpost. And the puck comes free, and it is Gardner starting up. Gardner taken to the boards here and running out of real estate. And then lost it. Here's Jenmark with a break. Jenmark's in a long stop. And a save made, but there's going to be a penalty and maybe a penalty shot.
Here's the goal. There's no the point hook to center ice, but with 2:50 to go. And this comes after Jake Gardner trying to be a little too fancy coming up the right wing boards. And once it was turned over, then Mitch Marner had the puck slip through his skates, and that led to Janmark's partial breakaway. And the Toronto Maple Leafs are in need of a huge penalty kill here in overtime.
Penalty kill brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your own home and need a loan. Get approved at Alpine Credits. .ca homeowners get approved. It's Marner who gets the penalty for hooking after the turnover from Gardner. And the timeout has been called by the Dallas Stars now to discuss what they want to do 4-on-3. Maybe they should ask the Leafs to put another player on so it's 4-on-4.
Yeah.
Because they were dynamite.
What a time to get your first power play as well here in overtime. The Leafs, twice this year, have given up goals when they've been down a man 3-on-4.
I was wrong about the post on Sagan. That went off the shoulder and hit McElhenney in the mask, which was the noise that we heard.
By the way, Dallas has scored a goal 4-on-3, have given up a goal 4-on-3 with the advantage. So a power play and a shorthanded goal.
2:50 left in overtime. In against the boards, near side. Polak unable to get to it. Around on the boards for Radulov. Radulov saucers it back to Klingberg. Over on the near side for Sagan. Back to Klingberg. They play catch with it. Now exchange positions. Klingberg winds, fakes to Sagan. He doesn't shoot it. Still has it. A pass in front. Oh, and the redirect there by Ben was stopped by McElhenney. Great save. Klingberg with the puck at the blue line. Klingberg holding against Leo Komarov to Sagan. Shot off the shoulder of McElhenney, and the Leafs are able to wrap it down the ice courtesy of Roman Polak.
Everybody stays out. Komarov, Polak, Hainsey.
Drop pass for Ben. Carried to the Leaf blue line. Ben in on the left wing. Rattles it around the boards. It'll stop with Radulov. Radulov on the boards to the near side for Sergei, winding and shooting. And the stick of Polak got in the way of that. And then Roman Polak thunders his man to the ice. And Ron Hainsey's going to get a chance to ice the puck as he carries out on the left wing and now plays it up himself to center. Here's Hainsey to the line. Just taking his time, sends a long shoot in on goaltender Lehtinen and the rest of the, well, just one exchange. On comes Hyman, and Polak and Hainsey remain out there. Here's Sagan across the line, dropping it back for Radulov, and Klingberg has it now. To Ben on the left wing, winding and shooting, snared out of the air by McElhinney's left hand.
Find it almost humorous that both Roman Polak and Ron Hainsey refuse to go off here in the penalty kill. As they take this as a challenge, and Polak did a great job getting his stick on a Tyler Seguin opportunity. And then Ron Hainsey took a lot of time to take the puck out of his own zone, and for a minute there it looked like he was going to try a shorthanded rush.
Maybe the slowest change of one player in the history of the league has happened here. Hyman to the bench.
Well, Polak and Hainsey stay out.
No, I mean just the forward.
Yeah,
the
player. I'm amazed that...
Yep. Well, they got a bit of a breather there because it took Leo Komarov a month to get on the ice. And the draw won by the Leafs and fired off the glass and sent down the ice by Roman Polak. 17 seconds left in the penalty. 104 in the overtime. Cross the line, a drop pass. Klingberg, far side. Here's Spezza with a shot. Shoulder save. Shot down the ice. No, and the mask comes off.
You can actually see, I think it broke his...
strap? Buckle?
Yeah, I think it was the buckle on the side. Well, I saw something laying to the left of the Leaf net.
If you're not busy, could you hustle down there and be the backup goaltender
but,
and bring your
but
mask?
But this is actually a bad break for the Leafs.
They were going to clear it, yes.
Yeah.
With 4 seconds left in the penalty.
Jason Spezza walked into the right wing circle, wound up and hammered it. I mean, this thing gets up in a hurry. That was shades of Jason Spezza in Ottawa. With that high riser, but the Leafs are going to be forced now win another faceoff, and something rather important as Mitch Marner is out of the penalty box in 4 seconds.
Both the defensemen are well inside the blue line here. I'm sure they're aware. Now they've even shifted over more to the far side. Leafs win this faceoff. No, they don't. It comes back to the point. Stepping in with a shot. That's deflected into the corner. Marner's back onto the ice, and the Leafs have the puck in their own zone, and it is Leo Komarov leading the rush. Komarov in across the line, left wing side. Riley, a shot! Oh, and an excellent save. Now Marner steals. Marner into the slot with a shot. That deflects just wide of the net. Leo Komarov getting the business from goaltender Lehtinen. They play on. Right off the boards and down into the Toronto zone. 24 seconds, but it's 4-on-4 hockey here. Marner drops for Nylander. Nylander across the line, trying to get through, could not. No penalty, and it's back into the center ice area with 10 seconds left. Now Nylander across the line. Nylander to Gardner. Gardner stops, centers in front of the goal, and unable to get a stick on it was Marner. 2 seconds left, a breakaway for Radulov. And I'm afraid that the time has run out.
He's had some opportunities, though. I don't know how. Either Komarov doesn't get a goalie interference penalty or Lehtinen doesn't get a double major for giving him the blocker sandwich. That was old school, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Somewhere Billy Smith and Ron Hextall are smiling. He got a left with the glove hand and then gave him a pretty good jab with the blocker hand. But Leo Komarov, I don't think, has ever had winning Mr. Congeniality on his list of awards.
No. So, we head to the shootout. Curtis McElhinney over his career is 7-5. And at the other end of the building, Perry Lehtinen is 42-29. Not lot of overtime. Pretty sure I got that correct. Let me just double check that. Yeah, 42 and 29. He's faced 251 career shootout attempts. And the first shooter is going to be Tyler Bozak for the Leafs, who is 4 for 5 this year, 80%, and 18 of 47 for his career.
Top shooter for the Dallas Stars and Shields. Tyler Seguin, 4 for 6. Radulov, 3 for 6. Timmy Benn's only taken one shootout attempt. Jason Spence is 1 for 4.
So, going from right to left on your radio dial will be Tyler Bozak.
This is the first time Curtis McElhinney, by the way, has been in a shootout this year.
Here comes Bozak, straight down the middle with some speed, slows up and shoots and scores. Snapped it by the blocking glove. And Tyler Bozak is now 5 of 6 this season. And here is Seguin, 26 of 51.
As we said, 4 of 6 this season.
Here he comes, right-handed shot with speed down the middle of the ice, slows and stops, and grazes the goal post and misses. That was an identical rush that Bozak did.
Yeah. The finish was about 2.5 inches higher.
And James Van Riemsdyk, why not? He's got 3 goals tonight. 1 for 3 this year, 8 of 26 for his career. Much slower, top of the circle, moves to the right, shoots and grazes the post, and it went wide.
Yeah, I like this move if you're going to go a lot quicker. You come in with some speed and you change the angle. I think you've got the goaltender at your mercy, but a little too steep an angle for Van Riemsdyk coming in.
Radulov, 7 of 11 for his career. Here he comes. Same pace to the top of the circle. A shot and now stopped by Curtis McElhinney with the catching hand to knock it down. The Leafs can win the game with Mitch Marner.
Marner just 1 for 7 this season.
4 of 15 for his 2 years in the league. And here he comes. Weaves to the left. With speed, top of the circle. Deke shoots. Scores! It is a strange night at the Air Canada Centre. A laughable 2-0 lead to start, scoring 25 seconds apart. But we get 10 goals scored on the night and need a shootout to decide it.
Well, and the Leafs blow a 2-goal lead, come back from a 2-goal deficit, only to see the lead disappear again and tie it with the goaltender on the bench. And from a Leafs standpoint, there are going to be a lot of things that Mike Babcock likes about this game and a lot of things he won't. And I'll guarantee you another thing. Ken Hitchcock is usually not a big fan of games that end 5-5 at the end of regulation and go to overtime. So both teams scored some funny goals. Both teams had some lapses in their own end, which cost them. And both teams have some skill that can make you pay when you do that.
Sort of one of the games where the coach leans in and says, you guys better win this, yeah, or you're going to be skating tomorrow.
Yeah, and like I said, from a Dallas standpoint, they look at this as a lost point. They don't look at this as, well, we got a point on the road. Anytime you take a 2-goal lead in the third period, you expect to come out with something. And from a Leafs standpoint, here's some adversity. You haven't played well. You find a way to win. 11 straight wins now at home to the Toronto Maple Leafs, which is another new record. It was 10 after the win against the Pittsburgh Penguins. That has now changed to 11 on to Buffalo, where the Leafs hope, talk about bouncing back, they can do that in Buffalo against the Sabres.
The game is not without a sidebar story, as with 30 minutes and 35 seconds played in the game, Frederick Anderson left and did not return, diagnosed with an upper body injury. I'm sure we'll hear more from Mike Babcock, although probably not a lot more than what I just told you. But Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert will have all of that to discuss going forward. We're back with you tomorrow night in the little shop of horrors known as Buffalo, where the Maple Leafs will tangle with the Sabres. We hope that you will join us on many of these Maple Leaf Radio Network stations. Until then, for Jim Ralph and all of us here, thanks for listening. You've been listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio.